Part 3. Close your eyes and there's the movie. Because the more we age, the younger we grow. Because he sees the things we cannot see, but provides us with a way to see them, like poetry. We're free of the limited ways we think and feel. TV always going in the background, a pile of manuscripts, tablature countering noise with sound. Parries off the evil news with prayer. Wish songs or the ever soulful silence, because you can't rehearse the unknown. Confronted with uncertainty, you're home, until writing is the only way there. Old man, what do you have to say? Old man, you didn't wander off to your mountain cabin, luring though it is. Instead, you're here rolling boulders with a magic flute. And who knew an empty cave was another door to sky? New scene on scene come to being, with a new director and a new script. Revisions and deep harmonic tracks. The drummer walking through walls, there then gone, going, going. Then there again on the screen, improvising so it's difficult to lie. In theaters of cruelty, theaters of war, theaters of operation and plunder, we act out time one way or another, down there in the worldly world, for a moment lost in wonder. Flashlight beam in the darkness, and even in the worst movie there's music on the lost horizon. The constantly looking in, noting every grain by grain as mountains keep on shrinking. The sun sputtering out, constant all the way from that in-sucking gallows frenzy back to darkness so heavy no ray of light escapes. Death, you think. Yes, death is constant. A head underwater holding breath, rising and letting that breath go and taking in another. That's death. This life is the head underwater, holding that breath however long. Is the head the real you, or the breath? Is it soul, spirit fire, great mind dipping into the story flow? Is that the constant changing dance all at once upon a time? Who keeps the world afloat? What keeps the dream alive while the rest of us are sleeping? Extra credit, fill in the blank, what's one night in the eyes of eternity? When there are not notes anymore, but big galaxies singing. What does freedom sound like? The frequency of change, the great adventure, the constant. Iphigenia sings she cares and cavorts as she comes freely into the vacant lot. Swirling with the city dust, the fallen towers, the tumbling ash where two boys stand twin before the imagination, summoning, repeating, enjoying there the whole universe in a nutshell, going and ongoing, constantly making up songs.